The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 2nd, 1975, in Detroit, Michigan.
Artha arthaya upakalpati na arthasya dharma ikantasya काम लाभाय ही स्मृतः धर्म जनरली इट इज अंडरस्टूड रिलीजन रिलीजन मीन्स अ काइंड ऑफ फेथ सो दैट इज नॉट द प्रॉपर मीनिंग ऑफ धर्म फेथ Faith one may have, one may not have. But actually, dharma means compulsory. It must be. Just like sugar. Sugar must be sweet. There is no question of sometimes becoming sweet and sometimes becoming bitter. That is not sugar. Sugar must be sweet. Similarly, dharma is also a must be. It cannot be option or a kind of faith which you can change at your whims. That is not dharma. Dharma means must be. The same example. A particular thing has a particular characteristic. The sugar characteristic is sweetness, chili, hot. Similarly, everything has got its characteristic. There's a microphone. I'm speaking, it must resound. That is the characteristic. That is all. Which cannot be separated. If sweetness is separated from sugar, it is no longer sweet. Similarly, dharma means that. Dharma means, real mean, meaning is characteristic. The characteristic of the living being is to serve. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction. Jiber Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. That is the characteristic of all living entities. To become servant. To become servant of Krishna. But when we do not serve Krishna, then because my constitutional position is to serve, I have to serve Maya. If you don't serve Krishna, then you'll have to serve Maya. Because you have no other business than to serve. Just like a servant class. If he gives up one master, he must accept another master. Maybe better master. But master he has to accept. Just like dog. Without accepting a master, it is street dog. It has no position. So dharma means that the characteristic of the living being. So here it is says, dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpati. There are four principles in the material world. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Human life begins from religious life. Because in the animal life there is no religion. Animal life, cat's life, dog's life, tiger's life, or any other, less than human being, especially civilized human being all over the world, there is some type of religion. Either it may be Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mahavadian religion or Buddhist religion. That is the sign of civilized human society. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana ahara nidra bhayamaitanancha samana metat pasubhi narana. Eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, they are common either to the human being or to the animals. What is the difference between animal and human being? The difference is that a human being, civilized being, has some sort of religious understanding. The cats and dogs, they have no such thing. That is the difference. Therefore, when human being becomes irreligious, without any religion, then it is no better than the cats and dogs. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. So, civilized human being must have religion. But religion does not mean to develop or improve economic condition. Generally, people go to church, to temple, to express some, awful condition, artha, jigyasa. Chaturvidha bhajante maṁ sukriti na arjuna. What is the next line? Artha arthyati jigyasu gyani cha bharataru sava. Four classes of man, in the beginning, take to God consciousness, if they are pious, sukritina. Sukriti means pious. One who does not act sinfully, he is called sukriti. And one who acts sinfully, he is called duskritina. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that four classes of men, namely, artha arthaarthi, if he is pious and if he is distressed, then he goes to church or temple, "My Lord, I am distressed, please give me some help." Praise to the Lord. And arthaarthi, one who is poor, he also goes to pray to God, to give him some money, he is in distressed condition. These two classes and another two classes, jigyasu, one who is inquisitive to understand what is God, and jnani. Jnani means one who understands his constitutional position. He is jnani. Most people, they do not understand what he is and what is the goal of life. They are called ajnani, in ignorance, just like animal. Animal does not know what is the aim of life. Similarly, if a human being does not know what is the aim of life, he is also animal. So, Chaturvidha bhajante maṁ sukritina arjuna arthyārthi jñāni jigyāsu jñāni ca bharata sava. So, this is the beginning of life, to try to understand, to approach God. That is the beginning of human civilization. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, there are four principles. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma means religious principle to understand, and economic development, because we require money after all to keep this body fit. That is also required. Dharma, artha, kama. Kama means sense gratification. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunancha. To eat, to make arrangement for eating, to make arrangement for sleeping, to make arrangement for sense gratification, and to make arrangement for defense. These are necessities of the body. These are called kama. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And at last, to become liberated. Moksha. Moksha means to get out of the entanglement of material, miserable condition of life. That is called moksha. What is the material, miserable condition of life? There are many. But the essence is, as presented by Krishna, janma mittu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. Everyone is struggling for existence to get out of the miserable condition of life. Everyone is trying. The standard of miserable condition may be different. One has got $1,000,000. He thinks this is miserable condition. I must have 10 times of this money, then I'll be happy. And one has got $100,000,000. He thinks that $1,000 I get. In this way, everyone is trying to approach a position where he'll be happy. That is the Vedanta Sutra says that anandamaya abhyasa, because we are spirit soul, our position is anandamaya. Anandamaya means always blissful. Because we are part and parcel of God, God is blissful, all good. Satchidananda vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. His form, he has got form, he is not formless, but his form is different. That form is Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, and Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means full of bliss. So we are part and parcel of God. Krishna says, Mamaivamsa Jivabhuta. All these living entities, they are my part and parcel. So if Krishna is Satchit, Satchit Ananda, then we are also Satchit Ananda. Because we are part, just like gold, and a gold small particle, that is also gold. You cannot say it is something else, no. So part or whole, it may be. That is difference. Part is never equal to the whole. But quality is the same. Therefore, we being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, we are trying to utilize our original constitutional position. This is going on. But we are doing that without Krishna at the present moment. Therefore, it is not successful. Part must remain with the whole. I have given this example many times, that a small screw of typewriter and any machine, it must remain with the whole machine, then it has value. If it is out of the machine, there is no value. The small screw in the motor car, so long it is with the motor car, it has got value. And as soon as it is thrown out of the motor car, it has no value. So similarly, we are part and parcel of God, Krishna. If we remain with Krishna, just like we are part and parcel of our family, father, mother, and father is opulent, See, if we remain with father and mother, we are also opulent. But if we give up the company of father and mother not ordinary father and mother, opulent, God is opulent. So, then we are also opulent. And if we give up the company of father and mother, want to live independently, then we are in distress. This is our position. Therefore it is said here, dharmasahi apavargasya. One should execute religion just to become free from this maya and go back to home, back to Godhead. That is dharma. Therefore, Krishna personally comes and instructs that, my dear sons, my dear part and parcel, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. You are suffering here in this material world repeatedly, birth after birth. Still, you are not in sense. Therefore, he said to Krishna, Arjuna, that because you are my intimate friend, I am just instructing you the most confidential part of dharma. What is that? The sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is your duty. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the same principle. What Krishna taught 5,000 years ago in the battlefield of Kurukshetra to Arjuna, we are broadcasting the same message. We have not manufactured anything new. That is not dharma. Dharma cannot be manufactured. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Just like law cannot be manufactured. If you manufacture some law at your home, that will not be accepted. Maybe some people, your friend, your relatives or your family members may accept. But that cannot be accepted by all law. But the law given by the government must be accepted by everyone. Similarly, dharma means the law given by God. That is dharma. Not that I manufacture this dharma, you manufacture another dharma, you manufacture another. That may be partially good, but it is not dharma. Dharma is dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That is the devil. Just like law is made by the God. The government makes the law, keep your car to the right, and that has to be accepted by everyone. You cannot say, why not left? In India we keep our car on the left side, why not here? No, then it will be unlawful. Similarly, Krishna says this is dharma. Not that jatamat tatapat, whatever you manufacture, that is a dharma. No. That is askallam. This is dharma. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam. Only one. That is dharma. So here, Sudha Goswami is explaining that what is dharma. Dharma means dharmasya he apavargas. Dharma means to disentangle yourself from these material complexities. That is dharma. That is the same thing. Anywhere you go in the Vedic literature, the same thing is there. Dharma means to mold your life in such a way that ultimately you become disentangled from this complication of material life. The complication of, essence of the complication is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. birth, death, old age and disease. This is material complication. Because we, living entity, na jayate va na mriyate va, we have no birth, no death. This is our position. We are simply, we are changing body. Tatha dehantara prati dhiya satva namayati. These are the instructions. Dehantara prati. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumara juvanam jara. Tatha dehantara prati. Just like these children, they have got a body now. This will be changed when they will be young, the different body. And the young man, when he will be old, a different body. Similarly, the old man, when he will finish this body, he will get a different body. This is called dehantara prati, accepting another body. So, we are changing. But we are so full that we do not understand what is the real problem of life. We are simply busy in some temporary problems. Real problem is that a living being is eternal, and by the laws of nature, by his karma, he has to change his body. That is real problem. Tatha dehantara prapti. And we can see, if you have got eyes, that there are many varieties of life. 8,400,000 varieties of life. Jalajana vulakhani sabra lokhavimshati. So, Krishna says, tata dehantara prapti. According to your karma, you will get another body. That what kind of body I shall get, that I do not know. Then what is your education? Suppose you are being educated, you know, that I shall become a lawyer, I become a scientist, I shall become a mathematician. With this purpose you are being educated. But what purpose you are being educated for the next life? Do you know this? No. Then what is your education? You may be very good scientist, but can you manufacture a scientific law that will never die? No, that is not possible. You never take birth after death. You will never be diseased. You can manufacture nice medicine for a type of disease, but you cannot stop disease. You cannot stop birth. You cannot stop death. You cannot stop disease, you cannot stop old age. Therefore Krishna gives the essence of knowledge. Jana, jnani means one who can see what is the problem of my life. Janma mrityujara vyadhi dukkha dosanudana. This is the problem. Therefore, dharma means apavargasya, how to avoid birth, death, old age and disease. Apavarga. Pavarga. Pavarga. Those who are educated in India, they know. Pavarga. Kavarga. Chavarga. Tavarga. So here it is Pavarga. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. So pa means parishram. Laboring. And foam means the hard leavening, so that foam comes out of the mouth. Pa, pa, bo. Bo means babble. In spite of all leavening, hard, life is babble. Pa, pa, bo, bo, boy. Boy means always fear. What will happen next? And mo, ma means mrityu. So in this way, struggling, pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. That is called pa-varga. So here it is said, dharma-sahi apa-varga-sa. Apa, apa means just to make nullify this life of pa-varga. That is means liberation, to come to the original position, spiritual life. Dharmasya hi apabhargasya narthaya apakalpate. Not that you go to church and temple and pray to God, God give me some money, I am in distressed condition, please. God can do that, it is not very difficult, He is doing already. The birds and bees, they do not go to church or temple, they have no problem. They are living very happy. So, that is not the aim of life. The aim of life is how to regain our God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and love Him. Because you do not love God, therefore we have been obliged to love Maya, Satan. This is our present position. Therefore, in this chapter and beginning is Sabai Pungsang Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokaj. There are different types of religious system, but that type of religious system is first class, which teaches the follower how to love God. That is first class. Not to go to the church and give me my daily bread, or please minimize my troubles of life, give me some money. No. This is also good, because one has gone to God. So he is in touch. Somewhere or other he has gone to the fire. Then if he keeps there, it will be warmer, warmer. But those who are duskritina, they do not go even to the God. Namāna duskritina mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā. So they are better than one who goes to the church or temple and prays to God for minimizing his distressed condition. He is better than the atheist who never goes to God. Because this man will get chance to understand God someday. And that man, the duskritina, naradhama, will never get chance. This is the position now throughout the whole world. People are becoming godless, more and more. So this is a very, very precarious condition of life. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is essential. It is not a fashion. It is essential, and everyone should take to it very seriously. Because we do not know what we are getting the next life. Next life. The other day I was giving example in Berkeley. We are sitting within the room, and next to our window, there was a tree standing. That is also living entity. We are also living entity. Just a yard from our room, the tree is standing, but he has got so many disadvantages. He cannot move an inch. There is severe cold, there is scorching heat, there is blast, there is wind and sunshine, but he has no power to move. And we are human beings, we are in a comfortable room. Why these different changes of condition, although the tree is also a living being and I am also a living being? Who has made this condition? But we have no knowledge. So, I may get that condition next life. Then what is the value of my education? Jang-jang-bhāpi-smaran-lūki-tatrittanti-kalivaram. Because at the time of death, your mentality, my mentality, will decide what kind of body I am going to get. That is under the laws of nature. You cannot dictate that give me this American life or Indian life. No. Karma na daiva netri. No. By your karma it will be decided. Whether you will be American, Indian, or snake, or tree, or bird. Daiva netrena. That's why when you go to the court will decide whether you will be punished or you will be rewarded. You cannot dictate to the court that, sir, give me this judgment. No. That is not possible. Similarly, here it is indicated that religion, what religion? Religion should be to disentangle you from this material, miserable condition. Dharma say, hi apamargasya, na arthaya apakalpate. Not that you go to church or temple and ask for some material benefit. No, that is not there. Na arthasya, dharma ikantasya, arthasya. We are earning money and by some occupation. That's all. Then what is the purpose of this money? Now, if you are dharmic, dharma ikantasya, if you are actually religious, then your money is not meant for sense gratification. Na arthasya, dharma ikantasya, kamulabhaya vismrita. Not for your sense gratification. You should know that this money, excess money, you have got, it is God's money. Because in the Bhagavad Gita we learned, bhoktaram jagvatavasa. He is bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. Just like we are just coming here, this Ford company and this company, so many there. So the factory is going on, the bhokta is the managing director or the proprietor, not the worker. Worker can get their salary, that's all. The bhokta, real enjoyer, is the proprietor. Therefore, nowadays the Communist Party, they say, we are working, why this man should enjoy the struggle? So, this struggle, either the worker become proprietor or the capitalist become proprietor, it is the same thing. Real proprietor is Krishna. Bhokta ham. Bhoktaram jagatavasam. That we do not know. That we know. This kind of change will not help. The capitalist thinking that I am bhokta, or the laborer thinking I am bhokta. Nobody is bhokta. Bhokta is Krishna. If we try to understand, we can understand. Because bhokta means the proprietor. God is the proprietor of everything. You are manufacturing one big nice car, but who has manufactured this metal? Who has manufactured this wood with which you have manufactured a nice car? That is manufactured by your God. You have not manufactured. You are changing the shape from iron seat to another form. That's how you can do that. You cannot manufacture. The original proprietor is Krishna. He says, Bhumi rapana lobayu khagmano buddhiri vacha. Vinnami prakriti astra. Me, my. The earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence. Even your intelligence is Krishna's. With your intelligence, with the ingredients of Krishna, if you manufacture something, the proprietor is Krishna. Because they, just like a carpenter, you give the wood, the instrument, the labor charges, the when he manufactures a nice closet, who to whom it will belong? It will belong to the man who has supplied you all these things. Similarly, you may be changing the form of the material elements, but you are not proprietor. The proprietor is Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If we understand this philosophy, that everything belongs to Krishna, that is the fact. And if you do not understand that, that is Maya. Maya means not fact. Maya. So this Krishna consciousness movement is educating people in this way that Krishna is the enjoyer. You have seen Krishna's picture. He's always enjoying. He's not working. That is Krishna. God, in the Vedas, the definition of God is given, natasya karjam karanancha vidyate. God has nothing to do. He's enjoyer. Well, he'll do. He'll not work. Natasya karjam karanancha vidyate. Natasya sama adhikashta disyate. Nobody is found equal to him or greater than him. That is God. Now there are so many gods coming from India. The God is one. Natasya sama adhikashta. Nobody can be equal to him. No God be. Nobody can be greater than him. That is God. Ishara parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakar, Parama, controller. Ishara means controller. So here in the material world we find that I am controller, I am controlled by somebody else. Then that controller is controlled by somebody else. So controller over, controller over, controller over. When you come to the point when the controller is there, but no more controller upon him. That is God. That is God. If I am controlled by a dentist, a God has become affected with tooth trouble and goes to the... then he is not God. Such kind of God we do not worship. Then when there is some toothache, he goes to a doctor. So no, that is not God. God means Ishara Parama Krishna. And Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanyat. There is no more superior authority than me. And Arjuna accepts, Parabrahma Paramadhamo Pavittam Paramam Bhava. So in this way, trying to understand what is Dharma, what is God, and we can help you, this Krishna consciousness movement. And we have got now about 50 books, big books like that, to understand Krishna. Simply to understand Krishna. So if you want to understand Krishna through your education, through your scientific knowledge, philosophy, and whatever you like, yes, we can convince you. We have got so many books. But if you say that you have no money to purchase books, you are not so learned to chant Hare Krishna, then you will understand Krishna. Thank you very much.
What's his name and how can we tell that he's God?
You take from us. If you do not know what is the name of God, we give you his address, his father's name, everything. Lara, you are asking, we can give you. Now it is up to you to believe it and not believe it, but we can give you. Now you test whether it is real or not. That is your business. But we can give you the name of address, his father's name, his abode, everything. House number, everything.
Everybody, many people, there are 250 million people in this country. I would say maybe 10% of the people haven't heard about Krishna. And I have discussions with people and I try to explain as much as I can.
So why don't you inform them?
I know that. But I mean, those people, they don't know that. Now what would you say, you know, if they believe in Christ and if they are a true religious people within their own means, knowledge and right, what would be their relationship as far as going to Vaikuntha or Moksha or whatever you say?
Now, first of all, your question is, what is the relationship between Christ and Krishna? You inquired this. The Krishna, or Christ says that He is Son of God. So He is Son of Krishna.
That was what I thought, but I could not convince
you. But you should learn how to convince. Without learning, how can you do it? First of all, you become a disciple of Krishna, then you can teach. Tadvidhipanipatena prasprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattva darshana. You should learn what is Krishna from jnanina tattva darshana. We have seen Krishna. So you can take, you can follow Arjuna. Arjuna has seen Krishna. Arjuna has talked with Krishna. Arjuna has taken instruction from Krishna. What Arjuna says? Arjuna says, Parabrahma param dhamam pavitram paramam bhava purusam shasatam adhyam. You learn it. Why don't you learn from Arjuna? Then he'll be able to convince others. You learn. That is your duty as Indian. So you become more enlightened, read Bhagavad Gita carefully. Then you'll be able. These foreigners, they are doing that. Are you Indian, you cannot do it? Then you do it. If one is not convinced, you can't. That is your, as Indian, it is your duty. Yes, so do it now. Join with us and do it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He advises, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari, karo paropaka. Anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being, he must first of all know the success of life and preach the cult to others, paropakar. This is the duty of every Indian. That you should learn Bhagavad Gita perfectly well and preach it. That is your duty, all Indians. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo. They do not know it. They know that Christ is Son of God. They have heard it. Now, convince them that yes, there is no fighting between Christian or Krishnaite. One is worshipping the Father and one is worshipping the Son. So, there is no difference. But Ishara Parama Krishna. Krishna, he says, the Sarvajuni Shukandya Sambhavanti Murtaya Tasang Mahajani Brahma Ahangabija Padapika. He is the Father. That's all right. He identifies himself as being the Father and Christ identifies himself as the Son. Then where is the difference? There is no difference. Either you learn from the Son or from the Father, the teaching will be the same. Only a minority is Christian only. means not from God. God and God's Son, they are one and different simultaneously, that you, anyone can understand that a father and the Son is born out of the body of the Father. So if the Father is Spirit, the Son is also Spirit. Because the Son is born out of the body of the Father. So far the body is concerned, it is spiritual. But still the relationship is Father and Son. It is called Achinta Bheda Bhetatta, simultaneously one and different. Anyone can understand, the child is the father's body. In that way, it is one. But a child is the son and the father is the father. So simultaneously one and different. So Christ is God and not God, simultaneously. What is that? Well, in the higher self, there is nothing but Krishna or God. So there is, just like I have already explained that, simultaneously one and not one. That just like the sun sign. You see the sun and you see the sun sign. The sun sign is of the same quality, heat and light. And the sun is also heat and light. But when the sun sign comes within your room, it does not mean the sun has come within your room.